Yeah, it's been a great few months. Obviously, just when I thought the season was finished, I got a call. I think it was about a week before the squad met up in Fort Island, let me know that I'd be coming in and joining the rest of the squad, and I really enjoyed it. And I wasn't too sure on what exactly Matt wanted from me, whether he wanted me just to meet up with the squad in Florida or what. Obviously, I knew they were going to the US as well, so I wasn't sure if I'd be going. But thankfully, the week went well, and I joined the squad there, and then obviously came back to Dublin, was involved in the Uruguay game. So it was a great experience for me. It was good to get in around the setup and meet some of the boys.
Yeah. I mean, you were aware during the championship season that the lads were overwatching you or considering you?
Yeah, there were, I think, Ryan Martin, the fair share of travelling last season. As far as I know, there were a lot of our pressing games. I know we've a lot of Irish now, and even more so next year, there'll probably be even more games. But to be fair to them, there are a lot of games, and thankfully, they must have been impressed with what they've seen. And I was just glad to get the call up.
Yeah, and so when you got in there, Alan, did the experience meet your expectations, or what was it like?
Yeah, I think it did definitely. Obviously, I had a few weeks break as well, so my fitness level didn't drop too much. But when I went in, it was just another level again to what I'm used to at Preston. Because when I'm out there, everybody's trying to impress, and everybody wants that jersey that's up for grabs. So the intensity is high, and the quality is just that a little bit better as well. So yeah, it definitely met my expectations, and I thought I coped with it quite well.
The Mexico game then being your first cap, like what will you kind of remember of that experience, or you know?
Well, to be honest, it was the game was pretty much over when I came on. I think we were 3-0 down, but I think the one thing I remember from that game is the atmosphere. I think it was just incredible. Like, Irish fans were just unbelievable. And as a Mexican, it just made for a great game. And unfortunately, we didn't get the result we wanted.
Yeah. So, Alan, looking forward now and the rest of the qualifying campaign. There's some big games coming up, obviously, in September. I think particularly for that couple of games there was, you know, a lot of guys getting an opportunity, and certainly a lot of new players have got a taste for it. So you want to play a bigger part now and grow into that qualifying campaign and perhaps Russia?
Yeah, I think there's no reason why I can't do that. Obviously, Martin experimented with different players and different formations over in America, and I think Kevin Long, for example, did really well when he came in against Uruguay, and then the following week got his chance against Austria. So I don't think he's afraid to try anything new, and if you're doing well in training and putting the work in, then he'll put you in. So that's what I'll be looking to do in the coming months, is prepare well in the off season, and once I get back to it with Preston, make sure that I'm in the squad, we can reach out and hopefully catch his eye.
And as you mentioned, with such a big Irish contingent at Preston, you know, it should grab the attention of Martin and Roy that bit more next season. But we might talk about the new Irish player that's out there, and from a Cork City point of view, it's been one of the big stories. Seanie McGuire heading over to Preston to join you, Alan. That's a big signing for Seanie, for, I suppose, Cork City fans watching him going over, and for Preston, hopefully.
Yeah, obviously a big signing for Seanie. He's had a taste of it before, he knows what it's about. Obviously, he didn't work out from the first time round. He went back to, I think he went to Dundalk for a while, and it didn't work out there. And then went to Cork City, and it just changed him around completely. I mean, I don't understand how he wasn't getting into the Dundalk team, because ever since he went to Cork, he's been unbelievable. It's not just a good signing for him, it's a good signing for Preston. I know exactly what Seanie's like, the player with Irish 21s, and he's a fantastic player. Like, and I know he'll add that bit extra to the Preston side of things, so it's something I'm looking forward to.
No doubt, Alan, you've spoken to Seanie a lot around, I suppose, when the transfer was being negotiated, and you know, there was the move was being talked up, but what will it be like, I suppose, when he comes over? You'll obviously take him under your wing somewhat, I imagine.
Yeah, I'm really good friends with him anyway, on and off the pitch, so I'll try to help them settle in as best I can, but I think the boy's over anyway, no matter who it is or where they're from, whoever comes into the squad, the boys are brilliant with the help them with anything they need and encourage them all the time, so it's a good place to come, I think, personally, and I'm sure Sean will think the same.
Mm, and making the step up from League of Ireland football, like Darragh Horgan and Andy Boyle obviously did it last season with you, what sort of advice do you think you'd be giving Shawnee, or the lads would be giving Shawnee, in kind of trying to bed into Championship football?
Well, I think he knows anyway what the English style of football is like, but I've obviously spoke to him over the phone and I've given him my advice. I think he'll has to bring his confidence he has at the moment with Cork City into the Championship, and I think that's a massive factor when you're playing that well, to just keep that confidence going and keep trying new things, but don't take it for granted either. I think he knows himself anyway that he still has a long way to go and he still has a lot of work to do, but with the form he's in, there's no reason why he can't kick on again next year.
Mm, absolutely. 67 Championship appearances for you over the last two seasons with Preston, Alan. As you look ahead to this season, 11th place finish last, what, I suppose, do Preston look for out of the new season?
I think this year we'll definitely be looking to improve on last year again. And hopefully, we don't want to be too ambitious and to move up automatically, but the playoffs is something we'll definitely look at. And to be honest, I don't think there's any reason why we can't go up automatically, but it's a tough league. We've experienced all of the last 2 years, and so it would be something difficult and it would be a massive achievement, but realistically speaking, I think playoffs is well in our sights, and we came close to it last year with the new additions this season. I think there's no reason why we can't go and get a spot in that for next year.
Absolutely. And just a word on Cork City as well, Alan. I know you would obviously keep very close tabs on how they're going. It's phenomenal what they've done this season and the position they've put themselves in at this stage.
Yeah, it's something I haven't been seen before, to be honest. I know Dundalk have been fairly dominant over the past three seasons with Cork in and around it, but this year Cork have just overtaken them completely and blew every other team over the wall. And I keep an eye on them on Twitter, and I still talk to a few of the boys who are still there, and they're just doing unbelievable. And the fact that they're going to lose Shawnee now, I don't think will put too much of a damper on things because of the position they're in. And not just that, I think probably okay in terms of goals, because they've been getting goals all over the pitch, right from centre half up to Shawnee up top. They've really, everybody's been pitching in the goals, so I think they'll manage just finding any goals, and hopefully they'll keep their run going.
Yeah, absolutely. So look, Alan, before you do head back, big night this Wednesday night, Cork City Women's FC are holding an evening with John Giles and special guest Alan Brown yourself, so that should be an interesting evening at the Rochestown Park.
Yeah, it's definitely something to look forward to and something I'm looking forward to myself. Ms. Frank who got in touch with me, and I'm good friends with Frank. I've played under him, and he's great on and off the pitch. He's a lovely man, so I couldn't really say no to him. And I know a few of the players as well, so I'm sure I'll see a few familiar faces there. And obviously to get to be a legend such as John Jones is going to be incredible also, so it should be a good night, and one I'm looking forward to.